Welcome to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast, your go-to source for personal, professional, and organizational growth and development. We hope you tune in often for all things people management, organizational development and change, organizational leadership, and social impact related. Maximize your personal and organizational potential with Human Capital Innovations Podcast. Welcome to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. In this HCI podcast episode, I share my recent Forbes article, Stay Curious, the importance of continually asking questions. Welcome back to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. It's great to be with you again today for this HCI podcast episode. Today, I'll be sharing my recent Forbes article, Stay Curious, the importance of continually asking questions. I was a curious child and always enjoyed learning. I was fascinated by the seemingly endless amount of knowledge out there and was so excited every time I learned a new mathematical principle or scientific law or theory. I felt like I was uncovering the mysteries of the universe. My teachers and parents encouraged questions and pushed me to try to better understand the way things work. At some point, learning started to become a little less magical for me. Perhaps it was a function of my angsty teenage years, or perhaps it was the emphasis on conformity that I felt at home, church, school, and work. I was increasingly expected to follow often conflicting social norms within different contexts, and while curiosity was still encouraged in word, it also seemed like questioning was often punished in some way, even if passively or indirectly. The result was that some of my intrinsic motivation to learn started to dissipate, and I played it safe. Do what the teacher, boss, or parent says in the way they want. To challenge or question, even with good intentions, often resulted in frustration and disappointment. Fortunately, college shook me out of my intellectual stupor, ignited my inner rebel, and helped me to rediscover the joy of learning. I also quickly realized how important continuous curiosity is, how dangerous certainty and arrogance can be, and the vital role of intellectual humility in leadership. Why asking questions is critical to leadership success. Among the many leadership competencies and capabilities needed in an increasingly complex and interconnected global economy, we need leaders who are endlessly curious and insatiable when it comes to their ongoing learning. And that learning only happens when we relentlessly ask questions. Additionally, in a recent HBR article, the author states questioning is a uniquely powerful tool for unlocking value in organizations. It spurs learning and the exchange of ideas. It fuels innovation and performance improvement. It builds rapport and trust among team members, and it can mitigate business risk by uncovering unforeseen pitfalls and hazards. Unlocking the potential of our people and the value in the organization is the core role and purpose of a leader. And as we ask questions, we can uncover challenges, increase our capacity for innovation and growth, and ultimately produce better solutions and provide more value to the market. As we become more comfortable with challenging the facade of certainty, leaning into the nuance and messiness inherent in leading and managing people and asking questions, our organization will be better equipped to thrive in these complex and ever-shifting times. The importance of continual lifelong learning. Curiosity leads to continual growth and learning, which drives positive personal, team, and organizational outcomes. Below are four ways we can model and promote the importance of lifelong learning in our teams. Stay curious with a growth mindset and leverage an abundance mindset. Lifelong learning is all about leveraging the many opportunities around us for continual growth and development. When we have a growth mindset, we see every experience, including the disappointments, setbacks, and failures, as an opportunity to learn and develop our personal and professional competencies and capabilities. When we foster an abundance mindset, we don't allow limited time and resources to hold us back. These limitations simply provide an opportunity for creativity, innovation, and growth. Together, growth and abundance mindsets create the firm foundation for sustainable lifelong learning. Challenge assumptions and check your biases. We all know we have biases, that we need to overcome. But how can we go about proactively challenging our assumptions and keeping our biases in check if we don't recognize them? While there is no quick and easy solution, it also isn't that complicated. We need to practice regular self-reflection, surround ourselves with difference, so we don't get trapped in an echo chamber and our ideas can be challenged, and continually ask ourselves questions to get to the core of the issues we encounter. For example, why does that policy, practice, or procedure exist? Does that system still serve its original purpose with the desired equitable outcomes? Are we reinforcing the kind of healthy workplace culture we desire? Create a psychologically safe environment. Continual learning can't happen if we don't first create and sustain a psychologically safe workplace. We need to develop trust and help each employee understand that their unique perspective is needed. When a member of the team tries something and it doesn't quite work out the way they had planned, avoid the temptation to respond in a punitive manner. When we do that, we instantly create a chilling effect on creativity and will send a clear signal to the rest of the team that mistakes, learning, are not tolerated. When our people don't feel that it is safe to fail, they will tend toward self-protection and avoid rocking the boat, and innovation will be halted. Promote a speak-up and questioning culture. If we really feel that asking questions is essential to the health of the organization, we also need to promote a speak-up culture. Otherwise, questions won't be asked. We need to actively encourage our people to vocally question and challenge the status quo, existing organizational and team norms, and even our own leadership approach. Our people need to know that we deem all feedback to be valuable feedback, even when we may disagree, and especially when they notice something we may have missed. We can't expect our people to have the courage to challenge us in the organization if we don't model consistently speaking up and speaking out. Conclusion. Intellectual humility is an essential characteristic of effective and impactful leadership. Certainty is a facade, and unless we foster curiosity and continually asking questions, our teams and organizations will stagnate and innovation and productivity will suffer. As we foster a growth and abundance mindset and create a psychologically safe environment where our people can speak up and challenge the status quo, and where checking biases and asking questions is actively encouraged, our organizations will thrive. I'm excited to announce the publication of my new book from HCI Press, Bluer Than Indigo Leadership, The Journey of Becoming a Truly Remarkable Leader. Early in my adult life, I learned about an Asian proverb that translates as bluer than indigo. If you think about the color indigo, it is a brilliant, deep, and vibrant blue, what some would call the bluest of blues. To have something that is bluer than indigo is rare and truly remarkable. Contrary to popular myth, there is no one-size-fits-all or cookie-cutter approach to effective leadership. There's no silver bullet, no secret sauce, no go-to model that will solve all of our problems. The truth is, great leaders have all had their unique strengths and flaws, and have all had to discover and then pave their own distinctive path in their life's journey to fulfill their leadership potential. Bluer Than Indigo Leadership will help you discover your own path and explore those ordinary, everyday actions that will help you respond to an uncertain future and produce extraordinary results for individuals, teams, and organizations. The Alchemy of Truly Remarkable Leadership: Ordinary, Everyday Actions That Produce Extraordinary Results. Consider how the nature of work has shifted over the past 50 years. With increased globalization, rapid technological advancement, and the shift in economic composition, the average job of today looks very different than the average job of 50 years ago. What will the jobs and organizations of tomorrow look like? Moreover, what does this all mean for organizational leaders? What are the core competencies and capabilities of organizations and their leadership that are prepared for continued disruption and geopolitical and socioeconomic shifts? Regardless of what the future holds, increasingly, leaders need to be socially minded, data-driven, decisive, champions of talent, and disruptors of the traditional notions of leadership, teams, organizations, and work. The Alchemy of Truly Remarkable Leadership will help you to explore your own leadership competencies and capabilities and consider ways to apply and implement them into your workplace and personal life. Check out Human Capital Innovations magazine, Human Capital Leadership. Human Capital Leadership is a free, interactive e-magazine with the mission to help individuals, leaders, and organizations find innovative approaches to maximize their human capital potential. We publish issues quarterly in August, November, February, and May. Take a look at the latest issue and let us know what you think. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. I hope you stay healthy and safe, and that you have a great week.